proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ottman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Over the past several sessions, we have been looking at the prophecy of Daniel, found in the book chapters number 7 through 12 in the book of Daniel. This is the fourth part of a series on Daniel chapter 9, an extended prophecy that deals with the role of Israel in the last days and speaks about the ministry of the coming Messiah. In this lesson, we will look at the remaining 4 out of 6 objectives that Gabriel presented, objectives that Messiah would accomplish both during his first coming and during his second coming. We read that Messiah will make reconciliation for iniquity. Jesus Christ, through his atonement, made peace between God and man. He enabled man to become reconciled unto God through his own sacrificial blood. Thus, Paul exhorted Jew and Gentile alike to be reconciled to God, according to 2 Corinthians 5, because, in Paul's words, quote, "He, God, he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Messiah would not only make reconciliation for iniquity, but he would bring in everlasting righteousness. In the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, there is a passage in the 23rd chapter of that book, a passage which pointed to a specific time in the future when the promised Messiah would establish his throne. Here's how the verse reads, quote, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he should be called, the Lord our righteousness." Jesus Christ, as the Son of God, will rule as king over all the earth. During that time, perfect righteousness will be the hallmark of his reign. As the author of Psalm 9 put it, quote, "The Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister to the people in uprightness." Unquote. Daniel chapter 9 also said that the coming Messiah would seal up the vision and prophecy. The concept of sealing a document indicated that its writer had nothing else to add. The advent and reign of Messiah is the subject of much divine revelation. When Jesus Christ returns to earth and assumes his throne, those visions and prophecies relating to his second coming will find fulfillment. Then another task that Messiah would accomplish would involve anointing the Most Holy. The Hebrew idiom rendered as "Most Holy" appeared numerous times, usually as references to the tabernacle or to the temple. In the context of Daniel chapter 9, the phrase "most holy" probably applies to the temple, that is to say, the reconstructed temple. The post-exilic prophet Haggai alluded to this future structure as well, in the second chapter of his book. Haggai quoted God as saying that, quote, "The desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts," unquote. That prophecy was fulfilled when, during his lifetime, Jesus Christ visited the temple and taught in the temple, people waiting to hear what he said, in the recognition that here was the Messiah foretold in the Old Testament. Gabriel had much more information to impart to Daniel about the events that would take place during those end times. His explanations have relevance for the Jewish people in our time as well. In the future sessions relating to Daniel chapter 9, we'll look at what Gabriel had to say lay it in store for the Jewish people after the coming of Messiah. This is Mark Ottman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.